Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Oh, you sound pure royal.
Brilliant. I've never been told that before, but I'm happy to receive the compliment.
Brilliant. Now, you're going to be our Megan and our royal wedding on Friday. What made you decide that you wanted to do that?
Oh, I just love the royals, and I'm so excited, like everybody else. I heard from a friend yesterday that you were doing it, and I was like, I've got to get in there.
And we've been on a search for a Harry. I'm happy to say that we do have our fake Harry, and he's on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Grace.
Now, fake Harry, your real name isn't actually Harry, is it?
No, it's not. My real name's actually Daniel, but I do have an Uncle Harry. So, you know, it's totally acceptable to pretend to be a Harry for the day.
Practically the same thing.
Why do you want to take part in the royal wedding then, fake Harry?
I heard Megan on the radio yesterday and I just knew she was the one for me.
Oh, it's like a love story, a fake love story.
Fantastic, even though she's Canadian.
See, all the better.
We do have a fake best man for you, fake Harry.
Oh, that's exciting.
Okay, so writing your best man speech is the lovely Brian from News.
Fantastic.
Now, I'm aware that you don't really know Brian from News, but I can tell you that he has sorted out your stag do. It's at the Gaylands, just like Megan's hen do was.
Brilliant.
Okay, so a couple of jars, you know, and then maybe head off to Fox's afterwards, who knows. He's going to look after you and everything's going to be well and you're going to make it back for the wedding tomorrow, okay?
Brilliant.
Any last words before you head off on your stag do tonight and we see you tomorrow?
No, I can't wait to get married. I'm the happiest man alive.